You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
KT, it's a tradition for you. You're a huge ESPYs guy.
Huh.
And you wait for it all year long. It aired last night. The host was Danica Patrick, noted comedian. And you went through and you found some of her best work and wanted to look at it within the context of maybe some of the best ESPY work.
Well, look, it's real easy for anyone to just say, hey, here's the ESPYs last night, and just start rolling cuts of audio.
Right.
That's a real easy thing to do, and it's fine. That'd be all well and good. We'd laugh, have a good time.
That's cool.
But
Chippy laughed.
It's really not debatable. The greatest ESPYs of all time were when it was hosted by Norm Macdonald.
So great.
In the late 90s.
So great.
And last year we did it with Peyton Manning. Norm Macdonald and Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning's last year's host. Showdown. Norm Macdonald got the victory. And we will do it again this year. Norm Macdonald tries to defend his title against Danica Patrick in a joke-off.
I like
ESPY style.
And look, I think the producers of this have gotten confused. Look, the athletes they've chosen thus far are pretty funny. Peyton Manning has really good comedic timing.
He's solid. He's really solid.
Who else did they choose?
Did LeBron do it before?
LeBron did it 1 year.
I didn't even remember
Who
that.
Who did it the year before Peyton?
Man, I don't
somebody
even remember.
Did it.
It was somebody else who was good. They were talking about it this morning on the they were talking about last year.
Omar Vizquel.
No, I can't remember who it was.
I'll see if I can find ESPY's host.
Anyways,
John Cena, Joel.
Yeah,
McHale.
John Cena.
Drake,
oh, Joel.
Joel
McHale was great.
That's great. Okay, there's a comedian with sports ties, right?
Yeah,
he played in college. Or
why wouldn't Joel McHale get a crack at this, Dizzle?
Drake, John Hamm, Rob Riggle, Seth Meyers did it 2 years in a row. Samuel L. Jackson, Justin Timberlake, LeBron did it with Kimmel.
How long ago did Rob Riggle do it?
2012.
So that was before he ruined
It was about the time.
Fox's coverage. Drake did it.
Mm-hmm. Lance Armstrong did it 1 year. Matthew Perry, Jamie Foxx.
Matthew Perry did it?
Yeah.
God, do they have four ESPYs a year?
That was good, dude. The Matthew Perry one was really good. They did a great Friday Night Lights spoof. But
how many years have they had the ESPYs? You just named
1993.
Hosts. Jeez.
25 years, dude.
Wow. God, 25 years of mediocre sports programming.
Yeah, Danica, I mean, first of all, it is interesting to see all those big name athletes in the same place.
Yeah.
And I was happy for Jane Slater that, she got to go down the red carpet, and that was pretty fantastic.
Did she win something?
I don't know if she won anything, but she got all dressed up. She looked fantastic, and she got to walk the red carpet at an event, and she had a tweet about it, which was really cool. She's like, I don't take any of this for granted. This is an amazing experience. I can't even believe I'm doing this.
Yes. One of her good friends, Diana Russini from ESPN, was working the red carpet coverage. So
she used to sing for the Supremes.
Nope. So let's do the joke off.
Are you sure?
Joke number one from Danica Patrick. Here's how she got the night going.
I'm Danica Patrick, and it's true, the ESPYs have never had a host like me before. As you can see, I'm their first race car driver. So obvious.
That's starting off with a bang, dude.
What was the joke? Like, what was the whole point? She was like...
A woman.
She's the first woman to do it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. They did. Caitlyn Jenner hadn't done it?
No, nope, she just got handed a big award.
I turned on the ESPYs one time, and she was up there for about 3 hours.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
So a lot of people stopped
watching
it.
Yeah, just
Favre was checking it out.
That's right, I forgot about that.
1998, here's how Norm Macdonald started it off. Make sure to get ready to place your votes after you hear it.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here, and I was asked to host the ESPYs this year. Yeah, hi, that's my name. To host the ESPYs this year, folks, I said yes immediately for one reason and one reason only. This show has interns. I'll be having a little improper relations backstage a little later.
So what year is that?
1998, Bill Clinton.
Right in the heart of Monica Lewinsky.
So are we all voting for Norm there for a
By
point?
By far.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's fair. Did Danica make a joke?
Yeah, I don't think that was her joke.
I don't think she made a joke, did she?
I didn't hear
one.
Is that
fair?
Does it count? Just let it happen.
All right.
Don't have a lot of time in this segment now. Second joke for Danica about the city of Cleveland.
For the last 25 years, the ESPYs have been about celebrating the magic of sports. No matter what else is going on in the world, sports have always had the power to inspire and give hope. Unless those people are from Cleveland.
Sports jokes.
Did they cancel the show after that, or what did they do? I don't know if they...
How will they recover?
And she Yeah, I think did she. I think she left out the word "people" on the front end of that, right? And that's why it didn't tie back in so crisp.
I don't know. You know, she may have been doing a joke about the Indians having to play the Rangers at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
That is bad.
Maybe that's what the joke was.
Now, Norm MacDonald was making a joke about Anthony Mason of the New York Knicks on his second joke of the night.
But man, it's great to be here at the 6th annual ESPY Awards. Hard to believe, man, that the ESPYs are 6 years old. Although Anthony Mason swears they're 18. So, yeah, he'll be having sex with the ESPYs in about 12 years. So.
All right, 2-0 Norm.
By the way,
I vote Danica.
Rest in peace to the great Anthony Mason.
Did he die?
He died. Oh. Kevin?
Danica's third joke of the night. This one about our enemy from the South, Jose Altuve.
Mm. World Series champion Jose Altuve is here. When I say it's incredible that Jose can reach the top of his profession without being able to reach the top shelf of his locker, it's out of respect.
I mean,
not bad.
It's creative.
I mean, so some of the jokes are good because they're written by expert joke writers. Mm-hmm. She has no idea about timing or pace or delivery because she's not a comedian.
I think she's got a problem being we enjoyed our interview with her. I think she's got a problem being likable.
Oh.
I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, she was great in our interview with her. I was like, oh my God, she's so much cooler than I thought she'd be. But I think she does this kind of smarmy thing. I think Aaron Rodgers broke up with her last night after that joke.
I think
she's like, I'm good.
I think they're perfect for each other.
I think they are too. Actually.
I think she's just, I think she bows up a lot.
She
bows up before it's necessary to bow up. It's a preemptive bow up.
Yeah. Resting bow up face.
Now, Norm had a joke about kickboxing. Let's see how that went over in 1998.
It's great to be here on ESPN. I love sports, man. You can see sports on ESPN you don't see on other networks. You know, like kickboxing. That's my favorite sport. Kickboxing is great. When you think about it, it combines the style and grace of boxing with kicking.
So that is exactly just exhibit A of what Ben is talking about.
Yeah.
On the surface, if Danica delivers that joke, it is in no way funny. But his delivery is amazing. And his delivery makes that very plain joke extremely funny.
Right.
It's exactly what you're describing.
He could have written her jokes and they still would have sucked.
It would have been horrible.
Now, Danica had a joke about Odell Beckham.
And Odell Beckham Jr. is here tonight. Odell is once again healthy and will return to the field next season. But his hairstyle is still listed as questionable.
I mean, again, Norm. If Norm does this, it's like, yeah, but hairstyle, listen, it's questionable. I mean, it'd be funny. You'd be like, oh, dude.
She's reading.
Yeah.
Basically reading now. Norm would counter in this joke off, though, with a joke about Jerry Jones from 1998.
Just backstage, a lot of celebrities back there, man. I was talking to Jerry Jones, you know, the Cowboys owner, and he's disappointed, obviously. Yeah. Well, he's a good guy, though, man. He's talking about rebuilding the team, you know. And he told me, he says, we have to get back to what made us a championship team. Strippers and crack.
Once they get back to that, though.
Oh, man.
And we've gone 20 years without it. Hey, what if that really was the key to putting them over the top? Let's go. I've got no morals. I want to enjoy a parade.
It's just football.
Now, pretty good joke by Danica here about the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup.
The Caps won their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. And Alex Ovechkin couldn't be any happier. I haven't seen a Russian this pleased with Washington since, well, 2 days ago.
Oh. I mean, again, the pacing and delivery, and it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty topical, though.
Yeah, I mean, but she didn't write it. I mean, she never should have been put in this position. It's not her fault. She's terrible at this.
She chose this. How about a joke about Denver from Norm?
Celebration in Denver after that Super Bowl, man. And now city officials expect an even wilder celebration if the Nuggets win 10 games this year. They say they're going say the whole city's going to go nuts. Yeah, the Nuggets are having a bad year this year, man. Matter of fact, they're making a film about the team. They got a pretty catchy title. It's Black Men Can't Jump Either.
All right. I'm actually going to give this round to Danica.
Whoa.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
That's offensive.
Everybody okay with that?
I forgot we were even voting.
Yeah, it's pretty much
kind
over.
Kind of a blowout.
I don't know. Let's see how she does down the
Danica
stretch.
Danica responds, guys. A World Cup joke.
Speaking of other countries, congratulations to France on winning the World Cup. I'd make a joke about the U.S. soccer team, but they didn't qualify for this monologue.
Oh, no.
What did she win?
Michael Jordan joke from Norm Macdonald to counter.
But Jordan is very serious, though, about leaving. In fact, he's already called the Hall of Fame to make sure that his plaque bears his basketball nickname, Air Jordan, and not his baseball nickname, Senior Crappy.
Senior Crappy.
Stupid.
See, they don't have to be slam dunks.
Yeah.
That's just a baseline jumper. Okay, yeah, is all that was. It's solid.
Right.
Danica, I like this one. A curling joke from Danica.
Give it up for the U.S. men's curling team. They also took home gold. And for those unfamiliar, curling is the sport where you are allowed to kneel. It's totally encouraged.
Huh. All right. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's funny because it's true.
It is. Yeah, that made it better with that description you gave of it.
Norm Macdonald had a Tiger Woods joke in 1998.
Tiger Woods, how about that, huh? He's up for golf, of course. He's up for golfer of the year, this ESPYs. And you know who I feel sorry for, folks, is the other two guys nominated for golfer of the year. These guys getting ready, you know, it's like, hey, honey, have you seen my tuxedo? No, not the good one. The one I wear when I'm going to get my ass kicked. Have you seen that one?
I love the idea of having a certain outfit for when you're going to get your ass kicked. Now, Danica had a Tiger Woods joke as well.
Okay.
Tiger Woods is back. Sort of, I guess. I mean, you know, why do people keep talking about this guy when he isn't winning? Who does he think he is? Me?
Hey!
Okay.
Hey! Pretty good.
What about another Winter Olympics joke from Norm?
Well, how about them Winter Olympics? They're finally underway, so we've got a lot of great stuff to look forward to in the next 2 weeks, like hockey and, well, just hockey, really.
Now, I thought this was Danica. Well, this is okay from Danica. NBA free agency joke.
So many big NBA moves this offseason. Kawhi Leonard went to the Raptors, Dwight Howard went to the Wizards, and Ben Simmons went to the Kardashians.
Hey.
They love that one.
They do love that one in L.A. ESPYs are in L.A., right?
A speed skating joke from Norm.
I was watching last night. I saw speed skating, and my goodness, you know, could the outfits they wear be any tighter? Holy Lord. There was an East German woman, I swear, you could see the outline of her entire penis.
That's so good.
Okay, last jokes here, okay? Grand finales. Danica's joke about LeBron and the Cavs.
The biggest offseason pickup was LeBron James. I mean, who doesn't love LeBron James? He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And now LeBron is the newest Los Angeles transplant. Los Angeles transplant is also what he Googles when he needs new hair.
Oh. Oh, God.
Dad.
that's okay. Like, LeBron, when he hosted, he made fun of me, too. I'd say we're even. J.R. Smith would say we're up by one.
That was her shining moment.
Not bad.
That finally had a little bit of pacing and timing.
Not bad.
She crescendoed.
1998, a few years after the O.J. Simpson trial. So Norm MacDonald wanted to make sure we hit on that.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. And he became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case.
Woo! Come on, man. You know what I'd like to do next year? Instead of playing Danica or whoever, can you play the Joel McHale and see how he stacks up?
Yeah.
Or maybe we do that on Christmas break. I don't know. Just things to think about. I don't know. It's the Ben and Skin Show.
Christmas break.
105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.